As we say, a very good morning to our serial entrepreneur on the program, the chair of the Grampians area for RDV and the State Government Small Business Council, Mr. Stuart Benjamin. G'day, Stuart.
Brett, it's been a long time to see you in person.
And I thought you were about to stand me up again. We're supposed to be on talking to you about 10 minutes ago, mind you.
Oh, I thought we were going to keep that quiet, Brett, but I was enjoying a beautiful coffee nearby at Lola with my finance broker, and I was begging for money, Brett, so I wasn't going to walk away. So apologies.
We'll let you off just this one time, Stuart. Yeah, but this is nice to get you into the studio, and lots to talk about today. Let's start with GovHub. Look, there's a lot of debate about how the thing looks, but I don't think there's any debate about what it's doing for our city with the jobs it's bringing to town. The question is, it's just about finished. In your view, what's next?
It's a great question to ask, isn't it, Brett? I mean, that project, I think we were talking about that project for nearly 7 years in different forms. You know, it was originally going to be a council building, and then maybe Vic Roads were going to move to Ballarat. Mm. And obviously we've ended up with GovHub, and that's been such a success that the state government has then rolled that model out into Bendigo and also into Gippsland. But these things take a long time. Mm. So you've really got to, as a city and the city leadership, you've got to have a very long-term plan for what these major projects will be. And we've had, the Mars Stadium project, huge construction for the city. The big question is, what's next?
Yeah. We did have the hospital as what next? What's next? In fact, we do. But all of a sudden, there's a big gap between GovHub being finished and the hospital redevelopment getting underway. Probably not good enough, really.
Well, and it wasn't always going to be that way. We all expected as a city that the hospital would be starting to roll into construction now. That's a $500 million project, Brent. I mean, we are so absolutely blessed to have that kind of investment coming into the city. But I think that, you know, city leadership, and I mean all of us as a community, I'm not talking about council or committee or commerce or those kind of groups, but we all need to work together because, quite frankly, 12 months is too long for that project to start. If we can bring that forward by a month, the economic impact is just seismic. Just have a look at what's happened around GovHub in terms of the private investment that is now being poured into that area purely because of the stimulus from that one project.
And even before the workers started to arrive.
Correct. Well, it's one good thing about business is that they've got a reasonable amount of foresight and when they see an opportunity. But you know, just look at some of the restaurants and other facilities that have opened in the last 6 months during COVID on the understanding that you'd have 1,000 people working in that building. Now, obviously, that's maybe another opportunity, Brett, that we haven't talked about, is it was 1,000 people before COVID, and now with the different way that we've got to work, I think maybe we should up that number and let's say we want 2,000 people to come to the city.
Wouldn't it be good? I mean, this decentralisation just makes so much sense. Have we left our run too late with demanding that the hospital redevelopment starts earlier? Is that just in trade now? It's kind of set and forget and there's nothing we can do?
I wouldn't say that. I mean, there's many things in a project that we can help speed up. And part of it is just having, I guess, that community will and acceptance that we want it to happen. And our civic leaders knowing that that's what the community wants. We're very lucky to have excellent health services here in we're a regional centre, and another $500 million is going to take that to a whole new level. I'd like to see that happen as soon as possible. I guess the other question is, what are the other big projects? For me, it's not things like the Bridge Mall, which is an interesting project and we've all got a position on it, but it's pretty small and relatively small impact economically. Mm. Things like the Ring Road around the west of the city, potentially up to a $100 million project that, quite frankly, we should be designing now.
Yeah, no, it's not funded, though, is it?
No, it's not funded, no. But it won't be funded until we've actually done the designs and we've got it costed, and then we can literally go to our political leaders, probably state and federal, put our hands out and say, here's a project that's ready to go, shovel ready, that's the word
they
love.
They like those, don't they?
Ready to go and, for the betterment of the city. Because you can't fix the Ballarat CBD until you get those trucks out of the centre.
Mm. I was down in Tassie for about 9 years, Stuart, and watched...
to hear that.
No, we like that. Watched Launceston's York Park grow and grow and grow, and largely due to the Hawks playing down there. We've got a couple of games from the Doggies. We've kind of got half a stadium, if you want to call it that. Should we be throwing some serious cash to build a 25,000-seat stadium?
Look, I'm the last person that you should ask about football, although I'm very proud to say that somehow I won footy tipping at the office last week. I think that was it was more chance than anything else. The business case around these kind of projects is pretty straightforward. You know what you're going to spend. You have a reasonable idea of the economic benefit that's going to come out of it. And it just comes down to, am I getting more than a dollar for the dollar that I put in? And in the case of Mars Stadium, it seems to be that stacks up. That whole precinct is just fascinating to me. We really, if you think about where's Ballarat going to be in 50 years, that whole precinct is definitely going to be the sporting centre for the region. And it'd be great to see some plans happening now to make that happen.
Well, especially with the show, the Ag Society, moving out. Then you've got the old John Velve site just sitting there looking ugly, doing nothing but full
of potential.
It's a strange
one, that one, isn't it?
Yeah. Do you know anything about that?
I don't. Nothing I'm going to share anyway, Brent.
Okay, thanks very much, Stuart. Let's speak to you about another plot of land, big one, in Ballarat that is just begging out for some attention and screams opportunity. That is the sale yard. Stuart, council spending $160,000 on a plan at the moment. Have you got a view on what should be there, what could be there?
I have a personal view, Brett, and I guess we've already been through one round of consultation on what should happen on the sale yard site, and I think we've kind of got into this consultation loop a little bit, and I'd love for our city leaders to come out and say, look, this is what we're thinking. We're smart people. We're paid a lot of money. We've done the work. This is what we're suggesting, and then ask for feedback on that particular project. This endless consultation loop just means we'll be still talking about this in a couple of years' time. What a unique opportunity to have, you know, a prime piece of land on the edge of the growth zone. Everybody coming in from that growth area has to come around that area. And, of course, sitting right next to our version of Central Park being, you know, I think it's nearly 100 acres of
parkland.
Effectively parkland, yeah. And forest. Right in the middle of our city. Personally,
yeah.
I think you look at Ballarat High, terrific school. I don't know the numbers exactly, but I think about 1,500 students, and I suspect they are right at the limit of
that capacity. So it's bursting at the seams, high school.
They are, yeah. Absolutely. Maybe it's time to look at another public high school. You've got public land. It's owned by the Crown already, owned by the state. What an amazing investment that would be to maybe even have a specialist high school, so maybe a streaming type school at that location, and use all of those ovals right on their doorstep.
Close to the cattle yards in too, so perfect for high school kids.
It'd be great. We all did our best work there as 17-year-olds, Brett.
I think we did. Boy, there's some... The word that seems to come out from our discussion this morning, Stuart Benjamin, is just opportunity. We're at a particular point in time in Ballarat, aren't we, where there's lots of really cool stuff that could happen. We've just got to get it right.
Look, we're lucky. We've got a new CEO in the city whose reputation is strategic planning and being able to think big and do long-term projects. We've got a new mayor who has openly stated that he wants Ballarat to set itself up for the next 50 years. And I think as a community, we're just saying, go for it. Throw some ideas at us. We'll give you feedback pretty quickly. Yeah, we're good at that in Ballarat.
Yeah, we are.
Former mayor used to say that to be a citizen of Ballarat, you have to have an opinion on everything. And, you know, let's get talking about it and let's get moving. But this open-ended consultation of just going out and asking with a shotgun what people think, that's not leadership.
Yeah, let's put some ideas on the table like you're thinking. Stuart Benjamin, thanks for your time on Ballarat today.
Thanks, Brent.